The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Woo-hoo! Felicidades! That's Cinco de Mayo! Woo-hoo! Bring on the margaritas! Bring on the mojitos. You know, we totally get this all wrong. You know, Cinco de Mayo is not Mexico's Independence Day, okay? And it's not supposed to be just a day to drink $5 margaritas. However, I do have some deals that we could take advantage of, okay? I guess fortune.com tells us where there's a lot of good deals to get, okay? Like Bahama Breeze and Carl's Jr. and things like that. Chili's. Okay, so really, really good stuff. We'll talk about that. But listen, today marks the 154th anniversary of Cinco de Mayo. Cinco is five, de is of, Mayo, May, Cinco de Mayo, 5th of May. Okay, and many of us really enjoy Cinco de Mayo, not because any of us have Latina heritage, it's because it's the one day we feel like we speak Spanish. Hey, it's Cinco de Mayo. Okay, we feel really bilingual, right? You're like, yeah, dude, Cinco de Mayo. Cerveza, por favor. You're like, oh, man, look at that. It's pretty good, man. I sound authentic, didn't I? I sound authentic. All right, so very, 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 very interesting day, a history to it, okay? And it is not supposed to be synonymous with cerveza and margarita and mojitos or tacos. I know many of you guys are going to celebrate at Roberto's getting the three-wheel tacos with guacamole. I know I am. But it's not Mexico's Independence Day. It commemorates the triumph of the Mexican army at the Battle of Puebla on May 5th, 1862. The victory occurred over 50 years after Mexico's Independence Day, and that day is celebrated in the fall. I've taught you guys this, September 16th. So, according to Associate Professor of History at the University of Houston, the significance of Cinco de Mayo is that it represents Mexican resistance to foreign intervention, and it is a moment where Mexico, as a young nation, rallied to defend itself. Ramos noted that prior to the first Cinco de Mayo, Mexico was a nation with strong regional differences from the Pacific Coast to northern Mexico to the Yucatan. It's very, very interesting. When you go to Mexico, south versus west versus east, north, very different. Now, many of you think Cinco de Mayo commemorates a military victory over Spain, it's over France, not Spain. Okay? Mexico was at war with France, according to NBC News, because the Mexican government had defaulted on its foreign debt to several European countries. So France decided to invade Mexico. Napoleon III had hoped to install a monarchy in Mexico, and I guess he was able to do that for a few years before the Mexicans were able to oust the French. And the French army was considered to be the best army in the world at the time. And they had not been defeated in decades. So this was basically what they say, a real David versus Goliath situation, where the Mexicans were able to overthrow the French army, who was undefeated at the time. Now, what's very, very interesting, and I've said this over and over again, is in America, we seem to celebrate Cinco de Mayo much more than they celebrated in Mexico. It's very, very interesting. Professor Margarita Sanchez says recent Mexican immigrants are often surprised at what a huge thing Cinco de Mayo has become here. They celebrate it in Mexico, but it's a big deal in Puebla. Not in all over, we make a bigger deal of Cinco de Mayo. And, but you know what? I love St. Patrick's Day. I love any holiday where you get to kind of drink and dance. And it's fun. I think we need it. I think every couple weeks there has to be something where we get to go. I mean, I'm going to be going to this, healthcare mixer with Las Vegas Heels tonight, and they're doing a Cinco de Mayo party. It's perfect. It's so it gives you a reason to celebrate and have fun and, etc. Very interesting. They say Cinco de Mayo has a connection to the Civil War. David Hayes Bautista, professor of medicine and director of the Center of Study of Latino Health and Culture, said the celebration began among Mexicans in California by the mid-19th century. The Battle of Puebla occurred at a time when the Confederacy was expanding into New Mexico and Arizona, getting closer to California. California at the time was a free state. So back then, when Latinos here got the news that the French were stopped at Puebla, it electrified the population and propelled them to a new level of civic participation. Latinos then joined the Union Army and Navy, and some went back to Mexico to fight the French. So they say for Mexicans in the U.S., the Civil War and the French invasion of Mexico was like one war with two fronts. They were concerned about France, who had sided with the Confederacy, being on America's doorstep. And if the Battle of Puebla had gone differently, there's a chance that the Civil War could have gone differently because the French could have helped the South. Very, very interesting. And they say the hero of the original Cinco de Mayo was actually a Texan, General Ignacio Zaragoza, who led the Mexican forces to victory over the French army, was actually born in what is now Goliad, Texas. So many Texans are pretty proud of that connection to that event, but many times we don't know about that. So there's not really a lot of blending of Texan history and Mexican history in the media. So very, very interesting. Okay, so where can you guys go to get some real good deals? Bahama Breeze, margaritas are $5 a piece. Carl's Jr., you get a coupon and you get a free burrito when you purchase one at regular price. There are drink specials, $3 beers and $5 margaritas at Chili's. At Margarita's Mexican restaurant, Margarita, all you can eat tacos. Mostly New England, Mid-Atlantic, margaritas also on sale. On the border, Mexican restaurant chain has a lot of Cinco de Mayo drink deals. Sonic Drive-In, your boneless wings, either 6 or 12-piece orders are half price today. Taco Bueno, there's also coupons on their Facebook page. Taco Time, TGI Fridays has $3 margaritas, $5 appetizers. Oh, $4 shots of Sousa Blue Tequila. Tijuana Flats. They have a $5.99 deal with some yummy eats. And the Dr. Dahlia Show, what the Dr. Dahlia Show is going to do is she's going to pronounce every Spanish word I say correctly, right? Because I know I unfortunately really mess up the Spanish language when I try to speak Spanish. Lo siento. Regresa en cinco minutos, por favor. I'll be right back. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
When fresh liquid whey is processed into a dry powder, the special proteins that make up the whey lose their original shapes. They fold in on themselves and lose their functional value. One World Whey undergoes a technological enhancement that we believe restores these potent proteins back to their original shapes the body can use.
I chose to try One World Whey first before going to a doctor who would likely only prescribe drugs. To my delight, it worked. After stabbing pain for years, to have it completely gone is a miracle. I'd like to also stress that, for me, it took several months of taking One World Whey before I had improvement, and then an entire year for my gut to feel 100% healed. So now I tell my friends, give your body time to make use of the healing power of One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dr. Dolly is show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, La Programa de Radio de Dr. Dahlia. Soy Dr. Dahlia, soy una América. Muy bonita y sexa. Okay, all I did was say hi. Welcome back to Dr. Dahlia's show. Me gusta Michael Fassbender. Está muy sexo, ¿sí? Basically, all I said was hello again. Okay, so, well, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks, who probably right now in English is writing my pink slip. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Muchas gracias. Muchas gracias. All right. See, that's a thank you. See, thank you very much. See, you guys go de nada. De nada is, no big deal. Or you're welcome. Eso no es nada. Eso no es nada, I say a lot. Like, it's no big thing. You know how I say ain't no thing but a chicken wing? I don't know how to say that in Spanish. So eso no es nada de un brazo de pollo. Maybe something like that. It's like an arm of chicken. Ain't no thing but chicken wing. But if you're, somebody's like, oh my gosh, you know, you helped me tow my car. You're so wonderful to me. And then you just go, oh, eso no es nada. Like, you know, no big deal. All right. Anyway, in Hebrew, it's ain bayod. Like, 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877 DOCDALI. Not a big deal. I mean, not a big deal, but a very big deal is Ebola. And it's back in the news where we're being told that it may leave some survivors blind. Up to a fifth of Ebola survivors in Sierra Leone develop severe or total vision loss within weeks of being declared free of the virus. Remember I told you a while back that there was a gentleman who had the worst eye pain ever, and he had Ebola a while back. And so he had, come in, and they didn't know what was going on. They thought maybe it was pink eye. They didn't know what the heck was going on. And then they were able to get some of the fluid out of the eye. And when they tapped it when they cultured it, unfortunately, they found that he had Ebola who was hiding out in the eye. So Ebola in the eye causes uveitis. And uveitis can cause swelling and can destroy optical tissues, causing vision damage and possibly blindness. They occurred 3 weeks after discharge from Ebola treatment centers. Now, this other guy, I thought it was about a year with that case from, earlier or later in 2015. But in this case, they go, if you're going to get an eye infection, it's going to happen weeks after you're discharged. I don't know how to say hiccups in Spanish. Hiccupipus? Yeah, hiccupipus. Oh, hiccupipus. Peoples, maybe. I really forget the word, because usually it's burping. I burp. Burping is eructa. You know, when you eructate? Yeah, burping. And then fart is just... Yeah, they like the same sounds we do. Okay, let's go back to Ebola now, all right? In this West African study, Dr. Matia's team examined the eyes of 50 Ebola survivors with uveitis out of a group of about 270 survivors. A total of 62 eyes were given visual acuity tests. They found severe vision impairment and blindness were observed in at least one eye in 19 of the 62 eyes screened. Men and women had similar risk of vision loss, and the duration of Ebola symptoms did not seem to affect the odds that a patient might suffer eye damage. Matias' team said that while further study is essential, researchers urgently needed to diagnose and treat this sight-threatening post-Ebola complication across West Africa. Can you imagine surviving, being able to survive Ebola? You get out of the treatment center, you finally get to go back to, your house. You still can't sleep with the wife or anything like that, but you get to go back to your kids. Hopefully you get to hold them again. You know, you want to go back to work, you want to get back with your life, and now you have to worry about going blind. This is one bad virus. So, the recent West African outbreak of Ebola was the largest in history. It killed over 11,000 people, and it infected more than 28,000 people, according to the CDC. Findings presented at medical meetings are typically considered preliminary until published in a peer-reviewed journal. Okay, that's their disclaimer. So here's the thing. So a question I have is, was it people who were symptomatic that eventually were at risk for blindness? Or if you... So 11 people died, 28,000 people infected, okay? So these 28,000 people, are all of them at risk? Okay, according to this, they're looking at roughly a fifth. But, what's very, very frightening is, when is this over? When is this done? And, how we're affected here in America. I mean, because, a lot of times I like to talk about things that go on globally, but I always need to kind of make it relevant to you or I. Because there's always somebody out there listening to the radio going, I don't care about this. If it doesn't relate to anything me, if it's not pertinent to me or my family, I don't care. This is pertinent. Because we think For the most part, the Ebola outbreak is done. It's old news. Everybody's talking about Zika now, so we don't have to pay attention anymore when it comes to Ebola. Yet if we're looking at this virus camping out in the eyes and then coming back, this is very relevant and pertinent to us. And then we need to be, I guess, aware that Ebola could very easily persist long enough for somebody to come to the States after they were cleared, have it come back in the eye, and then unfortunately affect somebody. So, very pertinent indeed. Okay? That is like this. Yeah, I said indeed. I am. I'm really working on my vocabulary. I'm really trying to sound, you know. Key to sounding really, really smart is try to sound like British. The British really know how to sound smart. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Donald Trump, he's supposed to be picking a vice president soon. Many of you have been telling me who your guesses are. I don't think it's going to be Sarah Palin. I got to admit, I mean, you know, she is a hoot. I mean, she's got a lot of energy. She'll definitely bring a lot of youth and energy to the ticket, but I don't think so. I think Trump is going to pick a pick somebody that's more his opposite, somebody more very, you know, cerebral, someone that has a lot of experience. And so I think you know, yeah. Apparently Donald Trump, huh? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Let me see here. This is very interesting. Donald Trump told CNBC that he's for low interest rates, and unless inflation perks up, he would probably replace Janet Yellen when her term is up at Federal Reserve Chair. Oh, people got mad. But he said, I have nothing against Janet Yellen whatsoever. I think she's been doing her job. She's been a very capable person. People I know have a high regard for her, but she's not a Republican. Trump argued that for low rates to keep the national debt of $19 trillion somewhat manageable, he calls himself the king of debt in his business dealings, and he warned that the national debt would be troublesome if the cost of borrowing increases. He goes, we're paying a very low interest rate. What happens if the interest rate goes up 2, 3, 4 points? We don't have a country. I mean, he's got a point. I mean, I have confidence with him and the economy. And we all know we're going to be hitting a real whopping load of poop when it comes to the economy. Unfortunately, whoever's going to be president, whether it's Hillary, Bernie, or Trump, any of them are going to be blamed for the big catastrophic recession or depression that we're going to be going into. I mean, the minimum wage decisions going up to $15 an hour, even though a lot of us like it, that is going to be a fuel for this recession. The job loss, the robots taking over jobs, and the computerization of a lot of jobs, displacing workers, higher unemployment. You have a lot of commercial real estate that's not going to be filled because many companies are losing out to the internet sales, so they don't need to spend money on commercial real estate. And then you're going to also have a housing market glut. We got all these houses that the baby boomers have moved out of that we can't, the younger generation can't occupy. So we got a big problem coming up. So I don't know who he should pick. I mean, maybe his yin to his yang would be somebody with foreign policy experience, somebody, he may need to pick an underserved, I hate using the word, female or minority candidate, et cetera, now that whites are in the minority. So he may want to pick a candidate that caters to another demographic, which I really don't like when people do that. Don't just pick a female to please us females. I think that's very insulting. Okay. You know, I mean, look, if Hillary would be the president, I'd vote for her. But I don't think anybody should vote for her because she's a woman. Okay. I mean, there's plenty of women out there that could apply. It's not. Yeah, I just always see that's insulting. Well, we need a woman on the ticket. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All
I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu. I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a robot now has been able to, in an emergency room, in an OR setting, I should say, an operating room setting, stitch tissue all by itself. So, getting sutured by a robot may one day be a reality, according to Fox News, as scientists have created a robotic system that was able to sew on a living animal without a doctor being there pulling the strings. Remember we have the Da Vinci robot where it's still operated and controlled by a doctor who sits at a computer? This is the robot was able to act autonomously and sew something up. I mean, it was programmed to sew some, you know, but the doctor wasn't the one controlling the hands. So this research, okay, is groundbreaking. You know what? It doesn't scare me. I don't think personally surgeons are going to be taken over by robots anytime soon because, you know, they don't know how to bill, you know, Medicare and insurance, okay? You know, what makes this whole system go around? You got to navigate through Obamacare. You got to navigate through the insurances. You got to navigate through that. I don't think a robot knows how to navigate that. I don't think you could program a robot to know what the hell to do with all those new ICD-10 codes and what to do with all the HICVA forms and the insurance when they don't pay. And my guess is the robot will turn around and say, to heck with this, I'm out of here. So I could see maybe them as an adjunct, but I'm not worried they're going to take any surgeons' jobs yet. I know. I'm going to get my hysterectomy done before this change happens, honestly. But I got to tell you, think about it. Think about it. A lot of women may want a hysterectomy done by a robot. We women don't like to be naked in front of, you know, people we don't know. We just don't like that. Especially having, you know, seven eyes concentrated on that area when you're getting a vaginal hysterectomy. So there may be a huge demand for robotic surgeons. All right? I don't know. Now, they say doctors will not leave the bedside. They are supposed to supervise, and they are supposed to handle the rest of the surgery, and the device is not ready for operating rooms by itself. But in small tests using pigs, the robotic arm performed at least as well, and in some cases better than some of the competing surgeons at stitching together intestinal tissue. Are you kidding me? They say the purpose was not to replace surgeons, according to Dr. Peter C.W. Kim of Children's National Health System in Washington, but that's exactly what you're doing. You know that. He's a pediatric surgeon who led the project. If you have an intelligent tool that works with the surgeon, can it improve the outcome? And that's what we've done. Guys, don't be making us humans expendable, all right? Some of us need to work in future generations. So, they go, if you've heard, I can understand if, let's say you hurt yourself, and you need to deputize somebody to do the surgery. It'd be nice to have your friendly robot that could do that. But, other than that, no, maybe hospital administrators also want this to happen. Because, I've been in surgeries where the surgeon just sit there and argue. You know, they argue. You know, I was yelled at many times in surgery. Oh, my gosh, Talia, you're so dumb. How'd you get into medical school? Well, it's not sir, it's doctor. Well, doctor, I guess I got into medical school. You're so stupid. You're so dumb. You know, so maybe hospital administrators are like, you know what? This stuff is going on. If there's a robot, then nobody could yell at each other in the middle of surgery. So we'll see. Okay, so the popular Da Vinci system, okay, it's popular. It hasn't been completely foolproof. Remember, I think that Da Vinci smacked a woman upside the head when he was performing her hysterectomy in the middle of surgery, and then one, like, clamped down on a vessel, and the surgery had to be stopped. And so robotic-assisted surgery, though, I got to tell you, we have seen better outcomes, though. And so there's more precision. There seems to be less gross cutting needed because these robots could work in very, very minute, with very, very minute precision. So it's, I do understand how it is going to be welcomed in the medical community. You know, I can't say how many people they have the robotic assisted prostatectomy or hysterectomy, and they did well. They were like, I can't believe how easy that was. So it is. It's a much easier form of surgery for the patient. So, you know, if you don't have to be, you know, cut with a scalpel and, you know, dealing with so many trocars that have to put in the camera and, you know, the less that needs to be done to your body during a surgery, the better. So this particular one task, all the robot had to do was one specific task, stitch up tissue. So the robotic arms, kind of like, you know how U.S. car assembly lines, they have the welding and the painting? Yeah, so, well, that's what's going to be happening. So we're going to be like, you know, assembly line patients. So anyway, it's called the new STAR system. It stands for Smart Tissue Autonomous Robot, and it works like a programmable sewing machine. Oh, man, I remember in the 80s taking a sewing class, and I had to, oh, this is so funny. Okay, so I was in middle school, and we had to make a blouse. So I remember stripes were really big, so I got some fabric, red and white stripes, and they were horizontal at the time. I was skinny. Okay, this was kind of right before puberty. So we had to figure out the size. We had to kind of measure ourselves. Well, by the time I figured out how to use the sewing machine, and by the time I figured out how to use the shirt, puberty hit. Remember I told you I was like in a training bra for maybe 5 minutes? So by the time I finished it, I had boobs, and I couldn't wear the shirt, and it was really embarrassing. All right, here. All right. Okay. Let's quickly tell you how this works. Okay. So Dr. King's team at Children's Sheikh Zayed Institute for Pediatric Surgical Innovation took a standard robotic arm and equipped it with suturing equipment plus smart imaging technologies to let track moving tissue in 3D and with an equivalent of night vision. The added sensors to help guide each stitch and tell how tightly to pull. Because that's the thing. You can't pull too tight with these sutures because if you do, well, two things. Okay, so when you cut, okay, you need to suture it up. And why do you need to suture it up? So that fluid doesn't get in, so it the wound heals, and you get less opportunity of infection. So if you suture something too loose, then there's too many holes in between the cracks. And fluid could get in and out. It could foster infection that could then later fester. So you need to have a nice, good, tight close. However, if you close or suture too tight, you know, and many of you guys have done that when you sew, you know, and then you pull it and then all of a sudden it like squeezes and that. Now you're causing infarction and you're causing lack of blood flow to the area that really needs to heal. So you start to impede blood flow. Now you're going to start getting necrotic tissue. So when we suture, I know a lot of people are like, you know what, I can do a surgeon's job. I mean, yeah, there, most of us can do each other's job, absolutely. But please keep in mind there is an art to it. And whenever you approximate edges of tissue and you need to sew it together, you have to be very, very aware of the pressure that you're using. So anyway, so the surgeon places fluorescent markers on the tissue that he stitches, and then the robot takes aim, and the doctors keep watch. So now the test. Could they reconnect tubular pieces of intestinal tissue from pigs, kind of like two ends of a garden hose? And these soft tissue surgeries are tricky because the tissues move. Your tissues don't stay still. By the way, imagine this in a body, even though you're under anesthesia. Imagine the heart beating and you're trying to sew around the heart. You know, you got to be prepared for that kind of stuff. Smooth muscle contraction, et cetera. Vessels pumping. So the stitches and these connections have to be placed precisely to avoid leaks, blockages, and these even challenge the experts. So using pieces of pig intestine outside of the animal's bodies, as well as in 5 living but sedated pigs, the researchers did test this robot against the open surgery, minimally invasive surgery, and robotic-assisted surgery. So they basically tested it between somebody just going in and doing it, or using cameras, or using robots. And I got to tell you, they did better than the surgeons. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Mother's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Alone.
but was so strong.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, deaths from hepatitis C is now at a record high. Okay, now we're supposed to be seeing deaths go down. We're not supposed to be seeing something from an infectious disease go up. But they say deaths from liver disease caused by hepatitis C has reached an all-time high in 2014, killing more Americans than staph infection, HIV, and tuberculosis. Now, this new data released Wednesday from the CDC shows that more Americans die now as a result of hepatitis C infection than from, get this, 60 other infectious diseases combined. Now, 75% of these cases of hepatitis C are your baby boomers. We've talked about this. They're the ones born between 1945 and 1965. I still don't understand why baby boomers don't include some of the people born in the 44s and the 42s. See, when I was growing up, baby boomers started as people were coming home on leave and would get their wives pregnant and then go, you know, back on duty. So I always thought baby boomers growing up were, you know, started from World War II on. But apparently the definition is it's right after World War II. So 1945 to 1965 were the baby boomers. And these were the hardest hit group. Why? Because as we were doing transfusions and medical procedures, etc., they didn't know about hepatitis C. In fact, I mean, hepatitis C wasn't even really discovered till the 90s. I mean, hepatitis C, we knew there was a non-A, non-B hepatitis, but it wasn't until the late 80s, early 90s that hepatitis C was actually discovered. And they knew the ramifications of it. Now, many of them have unknowingly been living with this infection for years. And also keep in mind, there was a huge fascination with the tattoo after World War II. And then it really started to get popular around Vietnam. And then now everybody's getting tattoos. So the infatuation with the tattoo, plus the lack of safeguards during medical procedures post-World War II, unfortunately exposed many people to hepatitis C. And it's at the point now, and it has been for the last year or two, where the CDC is recommending all baby boomers get tested for hepatitis C. All of you guys out there who are a baby boomer, get tested. And if you had a tattoo done, you know, 1980 or in the 80s and before, because guidelines started to be set in place in the mid to late 80s, but I would still say even in the 90s, just in case you went to a place that was halfway, half-assed, I would say definitely get your hepatitis C test done. They say 3.5 million Americans right now have chronic hepatitis C, and the number of deaths related to the disease has been on the rise, even though we've had new drugs. There's a fancy new drug out. The problem is it's so damn expensive. They say, unfortunately, half of those infected have no idea of their status, are not getting tested. And guess what? Hepatitis C could be spread through sex. So not only can it be spread through the blood, it can be spread through sex. Untreated hepatitis C can slowly and suddenly damage the liver, leading to cancer and other serious health consequences. You could get liver cancer. One in five people with hepatitis C develop cirrhosis. Now, cirrhosis is where your nice, spongy, soft liver starts to turn into a brick with scar tissue. We see this with people who drink alcohol as well or have other sort of fibrotic liver diseases. And so when the liver starts to harden, it can't filter like it's supposed to. And a hardened liver makes you very, very sick. Now you can't clean out the toxins. You could go into organ failure. Hepatitis C is the number one cause of liver transplants. It's not alcoholic liver. It's hepatitis C. Although I think if you're an alcoholic, they don't let you get a liver transplant. Because, again, they don't want the organ to fail. They could give it to somebody who would take care of the organ. Many times you're drinking alcohol will disqualify you from getting a liver transplant. So they don't think the hepatitis C cases should be going up, and it should be going away because they have life-saving treatment. But what we're having, so what happened the few years surrounding 2014? All right, well, you had insurance changes. I mean, obviously Obamacare. You have doctors ordering less tests. You know, I mean, you know, when I order, you know, anybody coming in, you know, not since the CDC recommended, but anybody who, you know, has joint aches or liver enzymes being elevated or whatever, I run the test. I've diagnosed a lot of hepatitis C because the liver enzymes look funny and I run the test. And I can't tell you how many doctors out there, the liver's off and they don't run the hepatitis test. I'm like, why not? Well, insurance may not cover it. Now, the drugs are safe. A typical course of treatment is 12 weeks, but it could be a $1,000 a day price tag. So, you also have many people that just don't want the diagnosis. I've had many people go, no, don't run any STD tests. I don't want to know. I go, you don't want to know? Don't you think your partner wants to know? I don't have any symptoms. A lot of times you have no idea. So preliminary data show that the number of deaths associated with the disease reached 19,659. That's an increase from 19,368 deaths in 2013. Hepatitis C has very as few noticeable symptoms until it's kind of end stage when you're yellow and abdominal bloating, etc. New cases were seen a lot in the young because if they inject drugs and share needles. Unfortunately, we've been seeing cases in the Midwest and the East Coast. So we'll keep you posted on that. But guys, everybody get yourself checked for hepatitis C if you can. Even if you're not a baby boomer, if you've had unprotected sex, get yourself checked for hepatitis C. By the way, if you go and get your nails done and they use equipment on you that you don't think is sterilized and they're cutting your toes when they're trying to dig out old sock, okay, trust me, I've been there. They could be giving you hepatitis C from that dirty equipment. Okay, we all could be at risk for hepatitis C. Please get yourself screened. Also in medical news, many of us take cholesterol-lowering medications, the statins. We're now being told we may want to consider not taking those a few days before surgery. They had done a study with Crestor, rosuvastatin, which has just gone generic, and they found it did not prevent abnormal heart rhythms, such as atrial fibrillation. And I didn't really think that that's what we were using it for. We usually use this to lower cholesterol. But it was also linked to a slightly increased risk of kidney damage. They go, they don't know why it might have caused kidney damage. But if you're about to have cardiac surgery, maybe, you know, some people, let's say they need bypass or et cetera, okay? We find out that they've had high cholesterol, so we go, you know what, you need to be on a cholesterol medication, so we start you on it immediately. They're suggesting maybe wait a few days. Or if you take it regularly, talk to your doctor about stopping it a few days before the surgery. So basically, they looked at a study of 1,900 patients who were having elective heart surgery, and they took Crestor or a placebo before surgery. The researchers found that patients given Crestor had lower levels of cholesterol and C-reactive protein, which is a marker of heart trouble, after surgery, which is really, really nice. But they had a 5.4% greater chance of mild kidney damage. The cause of the kidney damage is not known. Since the study was not designed to show cause and effect, now they got to turn around and go, well, wait a second, what the heck is going on here with the kidneys? So this study was published today in the New England Journal of Medicine. So they don't want this to prevent you guys from taking these medications. I mean, I never had to stop a cholesterol medication due to kidney issues. Very rarely it'll cause liver issues, but not kidney. So what we need to then recommend is if you are kidney vulnerable, make sure you're being checked while on these statins, just like we check your liver, okay? And maybe the less medicine, the better while you're going through surgery. It's a tough call because if you need cardiac surgery, you know, we definitely don't want cholesterol attaching. So we kind of like the idea of, you know, cleaning house if we can. And these cholesterol medications are awesome. They will start lowering your cholesterol immediately. I've seen within a week or two a dramatic drop, especially with Crestor. So, all right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.